Outside Wednesday's town board meeting in Windsor, drilling advocates handed out pro-drilling stickers. 150 people showed up, a big crowd for around here, and most of them put a sticker on. The issue tonight? Resolution 24. The town board's decision in May to declare support for the state, not local governments, deciding whether fracking comes to New York.
So I asked the board if they would rescind the Resolution 24, 2012. How say you?
I say no.
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 Okay.
The town of Windsor's resolution is one of 30 or so passed by town boards, mostly in the southern tier, says Binghamton lawyer Scott Kirkowski. He says they were meant as a way to counteract the spread of local drilling bans.
There's been a movement in New York to have towns ban oil and gas drilling or pass a moratorium. And many, many towns that, frankly, are not even in the oil and gas play have been passing these bans.
More than 100 local bans have been passed in New York, mostly by towns to the north of the southern tier and its gas-rich Marcellus Shale. The bans don't represent everyone's view, says Kirkowski.
These towns got to the point where they said, look, we don't want these people that are opposed to passing bans to speak for us.
Kirkowski is the lawyer for the Joint Landowner Coalition of New York. That's the organization circulating the resolution in favor. He says the state has undertaken a careful study of hydrofracking over the last 4 years, and that means towns should leave fracking decisions to the state. Still, Albany isn't inclined to disregard local opinion entirely. In April, Joe Martens, the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, said his agency would consider local wishes when it decides on drilling permits. Governor Cuomo confirmed that last month. That means if a town has a ban, the DEC won't issue permits there, at least not at first. And on the other side, the state has not said how towns in favor of drilling would be identified. Right now, the resolutions in support of the DEC are the only thing out there to serve that purpose. Windsor resident Hal Smith was at Wednesday's meeting. He says the resolution process was flawed because of how quickly it was passed. The town never conducted a public meeting or a poll.
This is an extraordinary issue. This is not deciding whether to pave the ball field. That's why how it was handled. Except it's the most important issue that we're going to decide in our lifetimes for this community.
Legally, because it was a resolution, the town didn't have to hold hearings. Also, because it was only supporting a state agency rather than explicitly supporting gas drilling, the resolution may have become less controversial. Critic Hal Smith said some members of the town board had a conflict of interest in voting for the resolution because they would personally profit from drilling. Town Supervisor Randy Williams, who worked for a major oil company for 32 years, is one of those board members. At Wednesday's meeting, Williams made no apologies for leasing his mineral rights to a gas company, and he said the process was proper.
I did not feel there was a conflict with this because, as was stated earlier, Resolution 24 did not say yes, you can drill or no, you cannot. Audit said, plain and simple, let the DEC make up their mind and go from there.
According to Governor Cuomo, the DEC should make up their mind on the future of natural gas drilling in New York by the end of the summer. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.